Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Pritchard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Case throws the ball into Bloodworth, who relays the ball to Lewis, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Case reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is hit by the pitch. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estilella moves to second. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Pritchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pritchard strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chase for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Renza moves to second. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renza scores. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Case reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case moves to third. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welledge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball towards right. Welledge catches it and throws to first to double up Radcliffe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Pritchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pritchard is 0-for-1 in the game. Pritchard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis juggles the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Krivic goes all the way around to score. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Chase scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Renza for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-1 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. he's got two RBIs. Lewis takes first base on ball four. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welledge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Pritchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pritchard is 0-for-2 in the game. Pritchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pritchard is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bijma bunts towards third. Lewis picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lewis. Bijma moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL bunts towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bijma moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Bijma scores. QL moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-2 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to second. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Krivic steals third. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renza bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Welledge strikes out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 3 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Bob Pritchard. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.